Part 1. The Pilgrim's Progress. From this world to that which is to come, delivered under the similitude of a dream, wherein is discovered the manner of his setting out, his dangerous journey, and safe arrival at the desired country. I have used similitudes. Hosea 12:10. The Author's Apology for His Book. When at the first I took my pen in hand, thus for to write, I did not understand that I at all should make a little book in such a mode. Nay, I had undertook to make another, which, when almost done, before I was aware, I this begun. And thus it was, I, writing of the way and race of saints in this our gospel day, fell suddenly into an allegory about their journey, and the way to glory, in more than 20 things which I set down. This done, I 20 more had in my crown, and they again began to multiply, like sparks that from the coals of fire do fly. Nay, then, thought I, if that you breed so fast, I'll put you by yourselves, lest you at last should prove ad infinitum, and eat out the book that I already am about. Well, so I did, but yet I did not think to show to all the world my pen and ink in such a mode. I only thought to make I knew not what, nor did I undertake thereby to please my neighbor. No, not I. I did it my own self to gratify. Neither did I but vacant season spend in this my scribble, nor did I intend but to divert myself in doing this from worser thoughts, which make me do amiss. Thus I set pen to paper with delight, and quickly had my thoughts in black and white, for having now my method by the end, still as I pulled it came, and so I penned it down, until it came at last to be, for length and breadth, the bigness which you see. Well, when I had thus put mine ends together, I showed them others, that I might see whether they would condemn them, or them justify. And some said, "Let them live." Some, "Let them die." Some said, "John, print it." Others said, "Not so." Some said, "It might do good." Others said, "No." Now was I in a strait, and did not see which was the best thing to be done by me. At last I thought, "Since ye are thus divided, I print it will," and so the case decided. For thought I, some I see would have it done, though others in that channel do not run. To prove, then, who advised for the best, thus I thought fit to put it to the test. I further thought, if now I did deny those that would have it, thus to gratify, I did not know, but hinder them I might of that which would to them be great delight. For those which were not for its coming forth, I said to them, "Offend you, I am loath. Yet since your brethren pleased with it be, forbear to judge, till you do further see. If that thou wilt not read, let it alone. Some love the meat, some love to pick the bone. Yea, that I might them better palliate, I did too with them thus expostulate. May I not write in such a style as this? In such a method too, and yet not miss my end, thy good? Why may it not be done? Dark clouds bring waters, when the bright bring none. Yea, dark or bright, if they their silver drops cause to descend, the earth, by yielding crops, gives praise to both, and carpeth not at either, but treasures up the fruit they yield together. Yea, so commixes both, that in their fruit none can distinguish this from that. They suit her well when hungry, but if she be full, she spews out both, and makes their blessing null. You see the ways the fisherman doth take to catch the fish? What engines doth he make? Behold, how he engageth all his wits, also his snares, lines, angles, hooks, and nets. Yet fish there be, that neither hook nor line, nor snare, nor net, nor engine can make thine. They must be groped for, and be tickled too, or they will not be catched, whate'er you do. How doth the fowler seek to catch his game by diverse means, all which one cannot name? His guns, his nets, his lime-twigs, light and bell. He creeps, he goes, he stands, yea, who can tell of all his postures? Yet there's none of these will make him master of what fowls he please. Yea, he must pipe and whistle to catch this. Yet, if he does so,